because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, October 2nd, 2017, start of a brand new week, start of a brand new month. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room taking care of issues over there and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I have to be very, very honest. There are some days when this job just really gets very difficult to do. And today is definitely one of those days, and obviously we've already heard this horrible tragedy in Las Vegas, Nevada, where there was a mass shooting. The last number I had, 58 dead, some 500 wounded. Most of the wounded were wounded in the stampeding crowd getting out. And the story is that the shooter was firing from the Mandalay Bay Hotel at this venue where this Route 91 Country Music Festival was taking place, which is a very long distance. And frankly, like so many of these other mass shooting incidents, a lot of people are already asking, is this a staged incident to push the gun grabber agenda? Because there have been so many of these so far. And the fact that my server has been under very intense hacker attack all day trying to keep me off line would suggest there is a linkage there. So moving into it, a lot of questions out there. For some reason, the police are not releasing exactly what weapon the shooter was using. They are saying that he had multiple rifles and handguns in his hotel room, which is interesting. The Mandalay Bay is a gun-free zone. You have to wonder how he got all those weapons into his room past security, and how much experience he had with rifles. And there are some contradictory information coming on out here. Now, the shooter is identified as Stephen Craig Paddock. He's 56 years old. He's retired. He's living in a retirement home. Early witness reports were that there were three shootings, possible misunderstanding, a lot of echoes there with all the glass and metal that's going on here. Then the police claimed that they took the shooter down. Now it's come on out, he was already dead when they got into the room, and they're claiming, well, he just shot himself. Maybe, 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 maybe. And they're out there talking about, you know, who this guy was. He was a white guy. And there was an early report that ISIS was taking credit for this. Oh, it's ISIS. We're going back into Syria. And the FBI has now come on out and said there is no evidence this guy had any links to any terrorist organizations or anything at all. His family in the interview was saying he was not strongly religious. He was not strongly political. He was liberal. He was seen at an anti-Trump rally wearing one of those silly little hats and carrying a sign. But that's hardly an indicator. The other bizarre thing that's going on is witnesses were saying that there was this appeared to be this Mexican couple that were running around the concert venue about 45 minutes before the shooting began, saying people were going to be killed, people were going to be killed. And the security escorted them out, thinking that they were all nuts, and obviously not. Reminds me of that woman who was picked up off a highway saying that there was a plot to kill John F. Kennedy, and everybody ignored her to their eventual regret. But the family of this guy is saying he's just a guy. He hung out. There's nothing in his background that would lead you to think he was going to do something like this. He'd been an accountant. He had a hunting license. He had a pilot's license. But outside of the hunting, he wasn't known to be a major gun enthusiast. His family has no idea where he would have gotten all these guns. We don't even know exactly what gun was supposedly used. All kinds of speculation going on in the corporate media. But his brother was saying he was not really what you would call a gun enthusiast outside of the hunting that he did. And more people are saying there's something wrong here. Now, TMZ.com has an article. Stephen Paddock doesn't fit the mass shooter profile. And again, 64 years old, living in a retirement community. And he's just so ordinary. Now, if this shooting is going to be used for gun grabber propaganda, then obviously this idea that just anybody at all can snap and open fire and kill all these people at a 400-yard range, I might add, would certainly seem to lead to the idea that, well, we have to ban guns from everybody, not just the terrorists, because we never know when somebody's going to go crazy. And by the way, we can already dismiss prescription antidepressants. This guy had no known mental issues. His family and his girlfriend were both saying, no, he was just fine. So I have an alternative theory that has yet to surface in the corporate media. Now, Stephen Paddock was registered in that room overlooking the venue for this concert. Now, let us postulate that the real shooter or shooters simply knocked on his door, said it was room service, got into the room, and then killed him before the shooting even began so they could use the room as a sniper's nest. Then they fled, leaving Stephen to take the blame. Now, apparently Alex Jones is out there claiming that there is a link between Stephen Paddock and Antifa. Again, going back, there's so much contradictory information. What I want to know is, where are the hotel security camera footage? We really need to look at that. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. We're talking about this terrible incident in Las Vegas, this mass shooting here. And so far, they're reporting 58 dead. Trump got on TV almost immediately. It's an act of pure evil. Yeah, no question about that. And everybody's out there looking at those videos, and it sounds like fully automatic fire. Now, Nevada is one of the few states where you can own a machine gun. Now, we're not talking about semi-automatic AR-15s. We're talking about full-on machine guns. As long as you pass a very stringent background check and there is a huge tax you have to pay to the federal government to own the machine gun. And I believe it's thousands of dollars. I don't know. I haven't really had an interest in owning a machine gun. But if he had a legal machine gun, BATF should have a paper record. And if he did not have the appropriate permits, then it was an illegal weapon. So once again, we have the gun grabbers out there screaming, we need more gun laws to deal with a person who wasn't following the existing gun laws out there. And so now all of a sudden Fox News is out there saying, well, maybe it wasn't a machine gun. Maybe it was one of these bump fire accessories like a slide fire stock. And they're trying to come on out there and make it look like everything this guy used supposedly was legal, and therefore the only solution is more restrictive gun laws. And, of course, the question I still have is, how did this guy get all this hardware, 10 long guns plus handguns? And I don't know why he would want handguns, because they would never reach that concert venue. How did he get in there? All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, hey, Mike, how about, and also mounting, he had mounts for the guns, too, two mounts, supposedly, so how did he get all that stuff up, unless it was, like, already in there? Maybe the stuff was already in the room, per se.
Or it was brought into the room by the hit team who could walk around security. I'm starting to think more and more this guy wasn't the shooter, that he was just, you know, there in the room, and they left him to take the fall, whoever the real shooters were. Because this guy, as so many other people are pointing out, this guy doesn't fit the profile of a mass shooter.
Well, you got to look at the common denominator. Either it was him or a group that blamed on him. Look at what they aimed at. A country music concert with predominantly white people that love America. So that's the common denominator for either who did it that was aimed at Americans, per se.
Not just Americans. I mean, the liberals are already going ballistic over on Twitter about, look at all those Trump voters. They got what they deserve, and they're out there just having a real good time.
Yeah, there was like a liberal college teacher that says they deserved it already. Didn't that happen the last time?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's just sick for them to come on out and say this kind of stuff.
Because they hate, it's a cult, Mike. You know, like, if it was him, it's liberalism, that's the mental disorder, because it's a cult. Look at Look at all the crap they tell you on the news. It's common. It's just constant Saturday Night Live, and the media is just constantly antagonizing people to go out and do something. You know, it's basically,
yeah, but
this guy
was a weekend liberal. He'd go out to the protests. I mean, apparently his girlfriend was much more committed to the liberal cause, and apparently prior to getting together with him, she'd been rather more involved with some of the more intense liberal factions. But the police have already talked to her and cleared her of any wrongdoing. The guy just doesn't fit that profile. And again, when you listen to those videos, it sounds like automatic fire. The problem with the bump stock or slide stock theory is those things, if you're not absolutely trained in the correct way to use them, you're going to get inconsistent fire. And frankly, the cycling rate I'm hearing on that video sounds a lot slower than the AR-15. But then again, nobody has actually said what guns were found in his room. But it did sound like a pretty heavy caliber machine gun was being used. And now they're out there saying, well, he was using high capacity drum magazines. Now, there's something that you need to understand about the AR-15. I mean, it's a hobbyist gun, okay? It's designed for people who want to have an AR-15, but it's not really built for that kind of abuse. Now, yes, you can modify and you can put all kinds of stuff on there, but if you go down to the gun store and you get an AR-15, it's semi-automatic. If you modify it with a crank or whatever to fire auto cycle, you can only go maybe 20, 30 rounds, and that gas tube is going to melt. It's not designed to take that kind of abuse, because why would a manufacturer spend the money to use a gas tube capable of sustaining the temperatures from continuous fire on a weapon that nobody is supposed to be firing continuously? So there's all other kinds of very questionable issues on this. Now, the AR-15's effective range is just 200 yards with the standard 223 ammo. With military-grade ammo, you can stretch to the 400 yards needed to reach from the Mandalay Bay Hotel to the concert venue. Again, nobody's saying what guns were actually found. And that's very strange, because every time there's a mass shooting, if AR-15s are involved, it's headline news almost immediately. So something else may be going on here.
Well, I hope it wasn't the AK-47 or now the AK-74, because they'll blame Putin.
Yeah, they'll blame Putin. Well, they were trying to blame ISIS. Yeah, and then when the first reports of the Asian girl came on out, somebody said, oh, it was obviously an attack by North Korea. Now Alex Jones is out there saying it's Antifa. And, you know, again, with any major event, everybody is just pounding on board to say, how can I serve my agenda with this?
Yeah, let me drop my ID right next to the, you know, like in 9/11. Found my ID. Hey, Mike, did you hear a report that there was a camera? He set up some kind of a camera to see who was coming down the hallway. Now, who does that? If you snap, you're going to bring 10 guns up, two mounting systems, and a camera system. I mean, this thing stinks, Mike. It
looks like a professional operation, you know, with the cameras set up to warn if anybody's coming down the hallway. This guy doesn't fit that profile. So there's something else definitely going on here.
Hey, what about not aim at Americans that are patriotic, but aimed at Trump? You know, people who love Trump. You know what I mean?
Well, that was predominantly who was at that concert. Country music lovers, patriots, so forth and so on. And again, the liberals over on Twitter, they think this is great. They think it's wonderful it happened.
Yeah, like I said, we talked to us before. There's a percentage of Americans in our government and in the college world and school world that don't care for their cult, you know, their ideology, Mike. That's just the fact of life. And if people can't accept that, you know, you're living in not the real world.
No, they're not. I mean, conservatives build castles in the clouds. Liberals move in. And there lies your problem. All right, thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We're going to switch over to Dennis in New York. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dennis, are you there? Sounds like we lost Dennis. Can we switch over to Peter in Los Angeles? Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike?
Okay, Dennis, what's on your mind?
Mike, you hit the nail on the head right there. It stinks to high heaven, this whole thing with the guy found in the room. I think somebody else did it, and they killed him and left him in there. He's a patsy. The guy's a patsy. But here's something a little further. They're spinning the hell out of this thing. Fox News is talking about first responders shielding victims by jumping on top of them and shielding them with their bodies. Let me tell you something. First rule of a first responder, do not become a victim, because now you go from being an asset to a liability.
Yes, all you're right? Absolutely right. You're absolutely
situational
right.
Situational awareness, that's point number, rule number one, scene safety. And not only that, in a dramatic incident like this, you look for secondary explosions. Okay, so they're going to be
Whoa. Why would there be secondary explosions in a shooting incident? There was nothing at the concert that's going to explode when it gets hit by fire, except, you know, possibly the fuel tanks on the generators.
But evidently, in anything like this, it could be construed as a terrorist attack. New York City wrote the book just before 9/11, Mike, okay? It was trained by them. And they talked about secondary explosions or incidents, okay, surrounding after the first one to make more casualties. That's been taught to many first responders nationwide, you know, and I think it still is. I've been out of the loop for a couple of years now, okay? But that stinks because they're spinning it on Fox News with these stories, and it kind of reminds me of the thing on the airline, Let's Roll, okay? The brave people, you know, and trying to get the public all ramped up. But this whole thing that you talked about with the setup, I think this guy was set up. He worked for Lockheed Martin, defense contractor.
Yeah, and he's former NASA, too.
Yeah, and the girlfriend was in the Philippines. Now, we got to remember also, the Philippines recently are estranged partner of ours, right? You know? Let's see. Could we be using this as an excuse to tie it in and say, hey, we're going into the Philippines. We think this girl was set up with this whole thing. Or, you know, any number of reasons they could get out of this thing. Maybe she was part of an intelligence network that set him up to put him in that room so that he could be blamed.
She's pretty much been in the U.S. for a very, very long time, and I don't think necessarily that he was put into that room to be set up. I think he just registered at that room, and he was known to be a gambler. And he lived only an hour out of Las Vegas, and it was not unusual for him to drive down to Vegas, get a hotel room, and go gambling. That was what he liked to do for fun. And this Asian woman is his current partner. They've been together for a while. And again, the police have already talked to her, and there doesn't seem to be anything that she can add to the story. So that's kind of where we are. I think the guy was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. The shooters needed a room that overlooked the concert venue. He just happened to be in it. They went on in, and they just killed him, set up the room to be the sniper's nest with all the guns and all the mounts and all the rest of that stuff, and the cameras down the hall to make sure they weren't going to be interrupted, did what they did, and then fled, and Stephen Paddock gets the blame.
Well, there's also one other thing that we have to consider also that you usually quote on your program here. Let's look for the distraction. What is the distraction? What's the next thing that's going to happen? Are we going to have further Israeli criminal actions in Gaza or in the Middle East? Are they going to start sending a warplane to Syria? Or are we going to be
most likely it's going to be North Korea, could even be Cuba. There are indications that the U.S. wants to basically take over Cuba now and guarantee that it will not be a Russian base for the coming World War.
Yeah, yeah. I go with the patsy. I go with the distraction. I still think this is deeper with the people that got in there. I think that the guy was set up as a patsy. And I'm so glad to hear you say that because I've been thinking this all day watching this whole thing. Anyway, thank you, Mike. I'll make room for the other callers.
All right, thank you very much. Here's my question with that. Why set this guy up to be a patsy? He doesn't fit the profile of a mass shooter. He's got no criminal record. Nobody can really milk this guy for any kind of an agenda. I think he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the shooting in Las Vegas, and a lot about this does not add up, just as was the case with the Boston bombing or Sandy Hook, or so many of these other staged events here. We're going to go back to the phones here. We got a lot of callers waiting on the line. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've stayed at Mandalay Bay, I bet, 25 times. And like any of these casinos, you have to walk about 50 yards through the casino in order to get to check-in. That's
yes.
The way they design it, because they want you to stop and, you know, gamble.
Yes.
It's everything is under surveillance. I mean, everything is under surveillance. And you wonder how this guy got 10 long guns, even broken down, into this room. It passed the security, and they say he was in the hotel from Friday or Thursday, which means mm-hmm. that, you know, room service would have been in there, like, multiple times.
And I mean, housekeeping would have been in there.
Right, housekeeping, yeah, exactly. Multiple times, at least three or four times. So there's that. Then you know, like, I've also shot M16s more times than I could count. And their cyclic rate of an M16 is about 750 rounds a minute. It was like 12 and a half rounds a second. I timed some of these bursts that had, and there were multiple bursts that were near 10 seconds or even 11. and which means that you go through a 30-round clip with an M16 in about two and a half seconds.
Yes.
And so we're talking about one of those big box, you know, things, or even a belt fed with a saw or something. And since they're shooting downhill from 32 stories up, you can arc that stuff in and easily get that range in from a 5.56. So,
I've had people already write on in and say that it sounds like a belt-fed M60, but definitely the cyclic rate that is recorded on those tapes from Las Vegas is way too slow to be an AR-15. I'm not buying into the M60, but I mean that people are just saying it's not an AR-15. It was something that was a lot heavier, and but there's something
that's.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay.
I fired M60s too, by the way. And
okay.
If you go through bursts like that, you know, like how many they did, either 5 or 6, like 10-second bursts, that'll burn, eat up a barrel on an M60 that it cycles at about 550. So it's slower and heavier, but you can change a barrel really quickly in that, as you can in a saw. But you can't change a barrel on an M16. And it's really
well. You can, but it's a very long process because you got to take the front mount off and the gas tube off and all the rest of that nonsense. So again, for whatever reason, the authorities are not releasing the specific weapons that were being used. Maybe they're listening to this show, trying to figure out what they can claim it was that will pass muster with the public skeptics.
Mike, I think that I didn't even think about it till I heard you say it. But why not? That happening, and people coming in there shooting that guy, and then lighting up this concert, and then getting out before the who does put a freaking camera out there? What? Not a single guy. It's a suicide ride for him.
Yes.
I don't understand this. You said something else I saw on the website. They're saying when they immediately came out, look for ISIS. Connections and all that, which, of course, get into Syria, get into Iran. But the point you made, or somebody made, or Claire made on the thing, is before ISIS, I'd be looking for CIA connections.
I agree. And there's something in this incident that's staring us all in the face that we need to look at. They're showing all these photos of the hotel at the Mandalay Bay, and there are two broken windows. If you look at the floor plan of the hotel, those are two different rooms. So that right there tells us there was at least one other shooter.
It's really odd. And how did he blow? I guess he blew up the window with a charge, or did he shoot it out, or how did he blow those windows out, or that?
Well, those windows are pretty solid, but if you've got a heavy caliber weapon, you can definitely blast them out. Anyway, listen, Peter, going to have to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking about the horrible shooting in Las Vegas. And it's just feeling like it's another staged op, either for the gun grabber agenda, or tomorrow they'll find there was a link between this guy and Kim Jong-un or Bashar al-Assad or who knows who. But again, it's just not all adding up. And yes, it's a very cynical time. But no matter how cynical we get, we just can't seem to keep up with what this government is doing in terms of dirty tricks to keep us under their control. We're going to go back to the phones here. Bill in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, my friend. Well, me thinks from start to finish, it's the usual suspect. Again, it's the Mossad. And they always got a way of getting in, just like they run the stock market. They go ahead and, grade off the gravy and everything, then hand the ball off to some some underlings, because the big boys never go to jail. We know that. Well, the same way it's here. You know, this guy was supposed to have had 10 rifles in there, how he's going to fire all of them and reload them and everything. And if the guy was trying to make a statement, wouldn't he go ahead and just shoot down the band members? And or wouldn't he fire on the SWAT team coming down the hallway? He had a camera and everything as a final tribute to going out and getting his message across.
I agree with that last one. I'm not going to jump to the conclusion that Mossad had anything to do with this, even though there was that ugly incident I think it was Dubai, where the Mossad walked into a hotel, blew somebody away using fake passports. I tend to think this is more of a, shall we say, a domestic production. But you raise a very good point. For this guy, it's a suicide mission. Why not shoot at the SWAT team members? But again, the real issue is, I'm starting to think that he was actually dead in that room before the shooting at the concert even began.
I agree with that. And, it really gets me, though, because it gets everything off the paper. It gets Trump out from not doing anything in Puerto Rico, and he did everything for Texas where people vote like crazy for him. It gets Equifax. There should really be a hot light on those people. They're ruining this country with this hacking going on, and they're the ones that's selling us out, Mike. But I'll let somebody else get on, and I thank you for the time.
All right, thanks a lot, Bill. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, snack bar.
That works. You know, this blows the comment about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas out the window.
Boy, that's for sure. They're going to have to change slogans after this one.
You think?
Yeah.
There's rare occasions I disagree with you about various things, but this is one time I actually have to agree with you because when I saw a snippet of the video and the sound of the gunfire, it sounded like a machine gun to me. Though I'm merely a novice to that sort of thing because I do not have anything to do with firearms for that matter for personal reasons. But I see the point of people carrying and bearing arms, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the only thing I can figure out after what all I've heard so far, and I'm merely quietly observing what's going on and listening to what's being said, but it sounds to me as though whoever the shooters were, they were eyeballing that room and whoever was going to be occupying that room before they ever got there and do what they had to do deed-wise. Now, on a side note to that, I have a fish to skin. For one thing, obviously that whole crowd of people was obviously a shooting gallery there in that open space or area to start with. That was very blank, very obvious to me for that matter, the video I saw. One, for someone who is patriotic, they don't have to be wearing a cowboy hat or listening to country music to be patriotic. I don't.
True.
I have a
Same
different
here.
Taste of music and attire and everything else. That does not make me any less patriotic than the next person. So, as far as that part goes, that's all I have to say. But, again, I'm still observing and listening to what's going on and what's being said and so forth to see what actually bowls out. At the same time, I'm also watching the other hand to see what goes down or goes up for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there was ever a distraction, this was a good, this was a doozy.
Well, it's definitely taking it's dominating the news. It's practically all that they're talking about. Fox has now gone on to some economic news, but this diplomatic kerfuffle with North Korea is off the news. Equifax is off the news, as that previous caller said. And again, I'm concerned that the U.S. is looking for a way to get back into Cuba militarily. So who knows what's going to happen? But right now, the gun grabbers are definitely out there, so to speak, full bore. And over at the Huffington Post, they're already out there saying Congress has to enact more extensive gun control, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, the more gun control you get, the more gun violence you get. Look at Chicago. And if this guy was using a full auto machine gun and he did not have the required federal paperwork, then it was already illegal. And so once again, we have this push to pass laws that limit the freedoms of the law-abiding American citizen and will do absolutely nothing to stop the real criminals, psychos, and terrorists.
Oh, before I forget, Michael, I can tell you pretty much right now, and this is just my own supposition, is that whatever security security video footage that's in that hotel, that inn, it will never see the light of day for the next 20 years, if not three decades.
Yeah, they'll just throw it out the way BBC threw out the raw footage of World Trade Tower 7. And again, it's rather interesting. There's a dearth of real hard information coming out of this. They're not even saying what caliber bullets are being pulled out of the dead and wounded. And so at this point, you know, it's kind of funny. The few things that we should have a definite lock on the facts are not being forthcoming.
You'll figure that one out.
Yep.
You'll have a great one. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve in Texas. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You always tell us as Mike, as Rivera's Rangers team, look for what's not there that's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've been looking at all day long, and I've had a bunch of my other friends, and I've called them up, there's not one victim of blood on them, okay? I'm not making any weird, oh, my goodness, conspiracies, okay? But I've been watching these people being carried out with makeshift gurneys. Not one person has one drip of blood on them.
Well, remember, most of the wounded were hurt in the stampede. They weren't all shot. There were 58 people who were shot, and maybe a few more were shot and wounded, but the vast majority of the 500 people who were wounded were simply crushed in the mass heading for the exits, or they fell down and they got tramped on. Given the lighting of the situation,
pandemonium.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't you if somebody was shooting at you?
Yeah. I believe it was a 30-30 belt driven, though.
Well, we'll know eventually, or we'll be told eventually what it is. But at this point, I think we can already rule out the gun grabber's favorite object of hate, which is the AR-15. Even the AK-47, the cycling rate doesn't sound good. And again, your normal stock versions of these semi-automatic weapons with the ammunition available to you at the store doesn't really have the effective range. We're talking 400 yards here.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another thing, everyone just keep looking at videos, keep going over them, and keep looking, all right?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. We're going to let you go here. When I talk about looking for what should be there and isn't there, the most obvious absence here is a reason for this particular guy to have gone off and done this. There's nothing in his background whatsoever that fits the profile of a mass shooter. There's no motive. He didn't leave a note. Again, I'm starting to feel that he was just a guy who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He isn't even really useful as a planted patsy because there's nothing that links him to Syria or Iran or North Korea or anything. He's pretty much useless. I think they just killed him in the room and left him, and everybody's jumping on board and saying, oh, this 56-year-old retired accountant went on out and did this here. All right, we're going to take another phone call and get back to the news. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, there's been a big surge in people looking at Sandy Hook lately.
Yes.
If you go on YouTube, you see all kinds of videos, and they're coming close to the truth. And they want to divert that attention with another one, only this time they want there to be real casualties. There's a big question if any kids were really killed.
Yes, same thing with the Boston Marathon bombing. So this time they upped the ante, and real people got killed and wounded. But again, no sacrifices too great to keep control over the American people by the U.S. government.
Yeah, and they want people to stop looking at those videos on Sandy Hook because people are getting closer to it, to the truth, and they don't want that to come out. So let's convert them over to something new.
I think if anything, this is going to have people looking at all of these incidents with fresh eyes and looking for indications that there was a fraud involved in all of these.
Yeah, but this time they want to kill some people, and they did it. Okay,
yes,
Mike, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, where was the shooter shooting from? I mean, I've seen pictures of, like, two windows that were, like, blasted out with, like, hurts blowing in the wind. Is he shooting from multiple locations, multiple rooms, or are those windows in one big giant room that he was staying in?
No, it's two different rooms, and it's up on the 32nd floor. But there were witnesses who insisted that there was more than one shooter. And certainly that would, if we're looking at that second window in that second room, being, you know, a sniper's nest, then there obviously had to be at least one more person in there doing this kind of stuff. And maybe that second room was empty. We don't really know. And again, there is an absolute dearth of real hard information coming on out from the officials. So at this point, we'll just take it.
The woman that was associated with him, did I hear that she had been taken into custody and let go, or what's the deal?
Yeah, his Asian girlfriend, and they questioned her, and she had absolutely nothing she could tell him about why or where or so forth. And again, Paddock's own family says he wasn't a gun enthusiast. They have no idea where he would have gotten that many guns. Now, there has to be a paper trail, no matter what state you're in. When you buy like a hunting rifle or whatever, there's a paper trail. The BATF requires it. Again, getting on back to the fact that a machine gun was used, it is legal in Nevada to own a machine gun if you pass the background check, if it was made before 1983, and you get the appropriate tax stamp, which is thousands of dollars. In fact, there is a gun range just outside Las Vegas where you can go in and for a fee be permitted to fire military-grade weapons. But again, if this Stephen Paddock had this machine gun legally, there should be a paper trail. And if there isn't, then it was an illegal weapon, and more gun laws are simply not going to fix that. Now, BATF is already out there saying they're tracing the weapons that were found in the room, which makes it sound more and more like they can't trace them back to Stephen Paddock. So we don't know where they came from.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, like I said, the gun grabbers, the liberals are out there. The celebrities are already out there getting their 15 minutes of Twitter fame out there. Emmy Rossum is out there saying we need better laws. In no world does a civilian need a machine gun. So even she's bought into this idea that this guy had a machine gun. Christina Perry, how many more acts of violence? Blah, 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 so forth and so on. Joshua Molina. They're all getting on board this thing. We have to have more laws against guns. Well, that didn't work in Chicago. Chicago has the strictest gun laws in the nation, and they've already had over 500 murders this year. When you allow ordinary citizens to be armed, crime goes down. Now, in Las Vegas, if you have a concealed carry permit, you are allowed to conceal carry, although some hotels will say you're not allowed to bring your gun in here. Now, obviously, with this shooter up at the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay shooting down into this crowded concert, there was no way anybody could realistically return fire, not even the police with their weapons. So it was basically set up to be just a free kill zone here. Now, despite the protestations of the gun grabbers, everybody else is getting the other idea. We need to get a gun and so we can shoot back, and gun maker stocks have surged. As everybody understands, this is going to motivate people to start getting personal defense weapons, possibly ones with a little bit longer reach than anything they may currently have. Now, Hillary Clinton, who's out there insisting she's not trying to run for president again, but she's back in politics, couldn't resist flapping her yap about what's going on. And basically, she's out there tweeting, saying, imagine how many deaths there would have been if Stephen Paddock had used a silencer. And with this tweet, Hillary Clinton shows that, like most politicians, she's out there trying to write laws about things she knows nothing whatsoever about, because silencer is leftist speak for a suppressor. And Hillary Clinton apparently thinks silencers are what you see in the movies, where you put this little tube on a gun, you pull the trigger, and you get a little pfft, and that's it. And no, that's not real world. That's great for James Bond movies. It's not the way things work in the real world. What a suppressor does is it takes the single shock wave that emerges from the barrel with the exit of the bullet, and it breaks it into multiple shock waves that make it impossible to hear to see where the shot is coming from by listening for the shot. That's what a suppressor does, but it's still noisy. You still hear a very loud noise. But she's out there saying, oh, we've got to ban silencers. Well, shows that, again, we have too many politicians who are trying to write laws about things they don't know anything about. And that's quite a bit different from the early years of this nation, where everybody who was in the government actually had real jobs outside. They knew how to make things work. They knew how to run businesses. They weren't career politicians where being a politician is all they've ever known or done. So the leftists are out there just celebrating like crazy that all these white Trump supporters were killed in Las Vegas. And it really is disgusting to watch it. Over at CBS, their Vice President Haley Graffman Gold came on out and said the Vegas victims were all Republican gun toters anyway. CBS has now fired him. Good. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defeat. secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about this horrible shooting in Las Vegas, and the story keeps changing. Now the Gateway Pundit is saying that the shooter in that room in the Mandalay Bay had 30 weapons. And again, how does one guy have that many guns and nobody notices? His family was completely unaware that he had any guns outside of a couple of hunting rifles. That was it. So this just is not passing the smell test for me at this point. All right, let's take some phone calls. Jeff in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
I've been listening to your show for about 10 minutes. I work late at night, and so I've only got the feedback from listening to your radio show. Here's what I would look at is yesterday there was a show, and a person from the mentalmilitia.net, her name is Chrysalis Gandelbeck. She basically talks about the Harry Reid corruption. This guy worked for Lockheed Martin, so we got a tie-in with Comey. We got Hillary Clinton. We got the land deal. We got the Chinese grab. And we got all the stuff that's associated with the October trial again for the Bundys. And their cowboys, that's the shooting thing. So if people are interested, if they have time after your radio show, is go and listen to Susan Lindauer's show on Truth Frequency Radio and listen to the 2 hours. I think this is the tie-in for what the shooting might be, that this is high-power speculation. It ties in everything that's out in that area. Cowboys, Harry Reid, land grabs, the Bundy retrial, and then... definitely a setup shooting for Patsy. This guy may have been an accountant that might have been tied to Comey with Lockheed Martin stuff a long, long time ago. I'm just saying
I'm in favor of Occam's razor. I'm in favor of Occam's razor. And again, I'm not the only person out there saying this guy just doesn't fit the profile.
All I'm saying is, if you listen to this show... this really ties in a lot of stuff on the globalist plan, how to basically take the West away with Chinese funding. It's real involved.
All right. Well. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Alan in Texas. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I've just been sitting here, listening and re-listening to the shots being fired. It starts off with a string of about 30 shots. It does sound like possibly like a 30 caliber, a little bit. Throatier, but then there's a second spat of gunfire that erupts, and there's two different ones going. You can hear one that's a little sharper crack that sounds it might be a smaller caliber, and then the other one sounds like it opens back up. But you know, there's something hit me funny about it when I first heard it. It was just kind of a hollow boom. There is not the sonic crack when there's actually a bullet. It almost sounds like blanks to me, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Well, again, that's kind of hard to look at when there are, in fact, 58 people who are dead there on the ground. At least that's what we're being told here.
Exactly. I don't have all the sources, so I've not seen, like the guy said before, I've not seen any blood on anyone. I've not seen any, supposed victims of, gunshot wounds anywhere, anyhow. So,
all right. Well, Alan, we're going to have to let you go and take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.